You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hi, welcome to High School Hoops. Coach Collins has gotten his second wind.
I can tell.
Coach Steger's a bit concerned about it. I'm going to have a much shorter intro than I did last week. But let's give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, I'm going to start with teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to work on your craft, you want to get better, the end of June, I can't imagine a better time to come work on your craft. You can always contact me. You can call with me. No place else is one-on-one, 14-day free trial, bar none. Then go over and check out Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. Dr. Dish and Coach Collins are going to – I'm going to Minneapolis at some time this spring, late summer or fall. We're going to be doing some really cool stuff. That's all I can tell you at this point. But I think all of you, all the listeners and stuff are going to love it, what we're going to do. And it's going to help you. It's actually geared toward people that listen to this podcast. So I'm excited. I just finished my outline and kind of sent it up. And then we got to talk to the production people and it will be good. So I'm teasing that out. But go over and mention Coach Collins. Get $450 off. They'll take good care of you. If you tell them I sent you. High School Hoops, Coach Unplugged, one of the 17 podcasts I do, because I'm part vampire. Okay. This week's topic is framework, right? Your basketball framework. Some people call it a philosophy. Some people call it a handbook. Some people call it, a portfolio. What's your thought on that, Coach?
I think it's only a framework. I mean, a framework is only as good as if you use it. So if it's just a document and it just collects dust for 10 years, it's not very good. I also think it's an ongoing document. I think you as a coach consistently change. So kids consistently change. So I think number one, it has to be something that you're actually going to use and refer to.
It's a living document is the way I refer to it. It's
yes,
living,
that's what
it's moving.
It's a living document, living by referring to it and utilizing it and people being aware of it. What not only just your players and your parents, but also your coaches, because there's things in regards to, the framework I've created before is there's things that I have expectations for coaches and defensive philosophy, offense philosophy. So in general, it can be a very beneficial thing to have if it's continually a living document.
And why do you think a coach needs this? Why do I have to sit down? I'd rather go sit on the boat, our new pontoon in the middle of the lake, and put the fishing line over. Why do I need a framework? Why do I need a portfolio, Coach? I know why I think you need one, but why do you think?
I think it provides the necessary structure for kids and for athletes to be successful. In regards to, I'm talking about a framework of guidelines, game guidelines, substitutions, you know, thinking about all the different things that occur in the course of a basketball season, and having those procedures and things in place allows for a coach and a program to maximize their full potential for that given season. When things aren't clear to kids, when things aren't when kids don't have a clear expectation of what's expected of them, they're not going to be as successful. And so I think that's the key thing of why you want to have a framework.
I agree. Here's my thought. I'm going to jump in here for a second. A couple of things. First of all, both of us are teachers. The framework is kind of the understood outline of how we're going to do things. Do things change in my class? Yes. I mean, I teach seniors. Tomorrow's their last day of school. Like, do I let them be on their phone the first, 90% of the school? No. But we're at the point in the year where their projects are done. They took the AP test. They're on their phone. So the framework kind of shifts with things, but it's an understanding. It's something we've come to gather together. A little bit of input from them, but mostly from me. And it just gives me a roadmap. It's a blueprint. Like, here's the way I want my basketball program or team to run. Here's the way I want my classroom to run. Similar. I hand that out. It's the first day of school. I talk about attendance. I talk about turning things in. When your gerbil dies, I know you're going to be really sad. Come talk to me. Communication, all those things. So it's a framework. It's a blueprint. So I think that's one reason it's really important, because it makes you think about it. And then you are able to communicate it to everyone that's involved. The admins, the athletes, the parents, all that. Everyone can be involved. That's the first thing. Second thing is, coaches are hired to be fired. Sorry, guys. It's true. If you have a framework, then you are ready for your next job interview, your next thing, because you've already thought about, here's my defensive philosophy. Here's how I want to run my youth program. Here's how I'm going to fundraise. Here's how I'm going to run, fall league. Here's how I'm going to run these things. I haven't applied for a job in 25 years, 26 years. But I still have, I could apply tomorrow. I have my resume ready. I have my framework ready. Here you go. I could just hand it over. Not that I love my job, so I'm not applying anywhere. But I've always kept that up. I've always updated. I've always pivoted. I've always changed. Just because I think if you're not changing, people used to, go to school in horse and buggies too. So I'm sure there was the horse and buggy salesman that didn't like the cars coming along, but things change. That document's got to change too. What kind of offenses, you and I were talking before, what kind of offenses, what kind of defenses, things like that we were doing has to change with time. So I think that's another key aspect of having a portfolio, a framework, an outline, a blueprint, a roadmap, whatever you want to call this thing. It's not one page.
For someone who's just updated theirs, it took me, 2 weeks to really, it's that different.
Right.
In a matter of 7 years.
I want to put yours in T-Hoops at some point too, because I have a bunch of old ones from T-Hoops members. So at some point, I'm going to grab yours and put it in there, because I think when it's all done.
And I also think you need to start. I think the big thing to you is when you develop a framework, you want to have some kind of core values. What kind of identity do you want your framework to be? A lot of people have 3 or 4 key core values that kind of fit their program. And so I think that's another thing when you think about your framework, what's your team identity and how does it replicate throughout your framework? You're going to say that your framework is on having positivity and you read your whole framework and it's not very positive. Then you have to change it.
Right.
I mean,
if it's punitive,
I'm serious. It sounds ridiculous, but you say these things, and you want to build upon those things or, and it doesn't match your framework, then it's just words being words.
Right. And I'm going to tell you, from an old coach, pick your battles. Like, pick your battles. What, like, what is your pillar? What do you want? What is, like, is it being courteous? Is it keeping things better the way you found them? Like, I'm going to tell you one hill I will die on is being on time. It's just one of my things. Now, I get it, for not for everyone, but I think there's multiple levels. And I tell the players this early. I said, one of my spring meetings, I had a meeting and I was talking to, we have a bunch of, you know, seniors aren't there. They're graduating. So I have junior sophomores and some freshmen in there. And I'm having a meeting and a junior sitting in the front row that's going to be a senior next year. And I turn to him after I go through my little spiel and summer and all that stuff. And I go, I won't use his name, but I go, Player X, what is Mr. Collins's pet peeve? What's Coach Collins's biggest pet peeve? And he goes, me talking too much. It was, the whole place cracked up. It was pretty funny. I go, well, that's true. But, and then everyone else jumped in, being late, not being on time, not, like, you know, Lambo time, be early, burly. So again, at least as a teacher too, it's like, I gotta figure out, and that's when you're making this framework, figure out what's important. Maybe it's commitment. Maybe you're taking over a program and they're not coming. They're not committed. They're football players are just playing. Whatever you're going to do, you can't have 17 of them. You better have one or two. And I talk about why being on time is important, and that, hey, are you going to be on time when you got to hit those free throws at the end? Are we, you know, it's the little things. That's what it is for me. And again, it's a communication thing. Hey, snow, bad roads, I'm going to be 5 minutes late. Calls me. Okay, great. How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. How are the roads? Everything okay? I don't want you to get an A. Like, part of that's the community. So there's multiple levels to the on time is my pet peeve, but there's multiple levels of things I'm trying to teach them within that pillar that I'm trying to teach them, as far as the little things. Like, did you get that loose ball? Did you get the rebound? Showing up in time is one of those things. I think they can be big, but I think that's got to go into the framework at some point. What's your thought, Coach?
Yeah, for sure. That's basically what I was talking about, you know, that those things have to be embedded with everything that you're talking about. If you're talking about character, you should be a model character. What does that look like? You know, what does that look like when you're in the locker room? Are you leaving? One thing I've always talked about is leaving a legacy that you're proud of. Okay. And so that goes to everything that you do, whether it's your locker room, your benches, everything, right? You know, you want to leave it better than when you found it. And so
my mom taught me that. So yeah. Thanks, mom, if you're listening to this. But my parents, you know, taught me that. Yeah.
Right. And some of those things, you know, as coaches, is just good life skills. You know, what are the good life skills that you want to instill not only in your program and as a basketball player, but just great life skills. And I think, like you talked about, being on time, I mean, being early is really the most preferable, right? Being on time is, we could literally have a conversation about time, but like, on time means you're ready to go 5 minutes before practice starts.
Right.
You know, right. And people don't understand that sometimes.
No, at all. Like, zero. They don't understand it. Like, yeah. And and there's multiple lessons I teach about this, but it's, some of it's about like showing, you know, it's respecting other people's time too. Like, I go into a whole lesson about time is the most valuable resource you'll ever have as a human being. I mean, I go into deep, you know, because time is, you know, everyone has the same 24 hours in a day and we all have a limited amount of it. So I get into a whole philosophical thing about time. And then when you're late, what is that saying to the other people's time? So there's a lot of different levels there with that. But anything else with that, Coach?
I feel like sometimes your framework, you can separate it. You don't always have to have one continuous document. I think it can be really kind of, if you have, I'm just looking at my old framework here. I think my framework is 12 pages, and I'm sure some other people's are a lot longer, you know? Okay. The other thing is making sure that it's easy for people to read. I think readability, I like bullet points. I like things that are listed in numbers. I've tried even in my framework to start using images of, like, let's say we're talking about defensive philosophy, and I've been talking about how I really like I like to more run of a pack style defense with no baseline driving. So I have a couple images of that on my defensive philosophy. So, like, finding ways to make it visually appealing. I know that sounds a little extra, but I think it goes a long way with people reading and looking at it. So finding that
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 balance.
readability is huge.
I think so too. Yeah.
Because if it's just a whole narrative of, like, I'm looking at some of the other ones that you got in T2s, some of them are like just like these long chapter books of just pure, like, I don't want to read a chapter book. I want to be able to, I want to see bullet points. I want to see, things in easier text features where it's easy for me to read and understand, because
Right.
there's no way people are going to read it unless it's visually appealing.
Well, and the thing is, if you're going into an interview, you better make it easy for them. I mean, those people are as busy or busier than you. So, you got to make it so it's easily accessible for them. Otherwise, again, if it's in a pile of two or three interviews, you want it to be them to be able to look at it fast.
Right.
And to be honest with you, if you are applying for some of those jobs, it's like, how are you dealing with, how are you dealing with parents? How are you dealing with communication? How are you dealing with all of those things? I think that's extremely important.
Yeah, when it comes to interviews, I think those type of things are even more important for the interview purpose than a lot of the time of that defense and offense philosophy. I think they want to know that you know the game, but they also want to know is, are you going to be able to handle the things that are coming at you in a professional way that's not going to embarrass the school or,
Right. You want to make the admin's job as easy as possible, to be honest with you.
Right.
And if you're going to make it harder, then they're not going to want to do it at all. They're not going to hire you at that point. And if you have the job and they're getting calls, I mean, that's why that communication part, especially in a living document like that, has to be super important. All right. Anything else, coach?
Nope, sounds good.
All right. Till next week.
Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.